Coming up next on the TGI's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 Guten Tag.
If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time slot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Brown Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, what's no good, what's no good? Hey, 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 welcome into another funky fresh edition of the Jay Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one that she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to the fellas. Let me tell y'all something. Tonight, we are a community radio show, and ladies, we are asking you all tonight, do you think you know your man? You don't know Jack. We're going to tell you about us tonight. So sit back, pull out all the notebooks, and get ready to get all the notes that you need to figure this mystery out. Because we are mystical creatures, and you need to figure us out. You know how we do, folks. We have your weather. We have news coming up here shortly, the three-minute commentary. And then tonight in the listener lounge, just smooth grooves. Nothing special. We're just grooving tonight in the lounge. Sit back, take your shoes off, let your head down, and it's time to roll with the Jay Ryle Show. T.O., you know what time it is. Let's get this party started.
It's your problem. The Jay Ryle Show starts now.
You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
This is NPR. Former Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. is sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. He pleaded guilty early this year to using $750,000 of campaign money on a personal spending spree. A U.S. district judge today said Jackson engaged knowingly and repeatedly in the misconduct over several years. He also faces 3 years of supervised release and is required to devote 500 hours to community service. His wife, Sandra Stevens Jackson, is sentenced to 1 year in jail and 1 year supervised release for filing false tax returns. A UPS cargo plane crashed this morning as it was trying to land at an airport in Birmingham, Alabama, killing the pilot and co-pilot. Barbara Benson says the crash sounded like a sonic boom. Her home is the closest house to the crash site.
Trees was down on both sides of the house. Debris was all over the back porch, over the deck, and the ramp, half of it's gone.
The Airbus A300 is in pieces in a field near the airport. A wildfire near Park City, Utah, has destroyed 13 homes. 250 others are considered threatened. NPR's Howard Berkus reports one home was lost overnight, despite significantly cooler temperatures and lighter winds.
The biggest problem both firefighters and homeowners face is the vegetation, gamble oak, which is a volatile fuel for wildfire. The Colorado blaze fueled by gamble oak 20 years ago killed 14 firefighters. The 1,200 acres ablaze now outside Wanship, Utah, don't have the same steep slopes that trapped those firefighters in Colorado, but winds gusting to 50 miles an hour Tuesday created a firestorm, and at least one blazing tornado formed. The firefighting force has grown to 250, and two more helicopters are dropping water on the flames. Red flag warnings are out for conditions conducive to wildfire. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
Noted piano maker Steinway Musical Instruments says it's being sold to investment firm Paulson & Company in a nearly $500 million deal. Steinway changed its tune on an earlier sales agreement with Kohlberg & Company after hedge fund manager John Paulson offered more money. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's 3-minute commentary starts now.
You know, tonight's 3-minute commentary is not about me or a particular topic. It's about an effort to save a young 3-year-old. A young girl in Delaware is battling a rare kidney disease and desperately needs a transplant and a donor. Jordan Maddox is in the end stage of kidney failure. Her mother is trying to spread the word to help her little girl. This beautiful, bubbly 3-year-old has been an inspiration to her mother. She teaches me strength. It's not about how big you are or how strong you are. You know, strength is all within, said her mother, Taylor Burton. Even before Jordan was born, she needed every ounce of her strength. Her mother says doctors diagnosed the Georgetown, Delaware toddler with a potential deadly disease that causes low-functioning cyst-filled kidneys. She wasn't expected to live long after she was born. We are passing her around, saying goodbye to her because we were just told, like, she's not going to make it. There's nothing we can do, Burton said. Pictures show Jordan after surgery Friday morning. For the past 17 days, her mother says, Jordan has been at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia undergoing hemodialysis in a final effort to filter the little girl's blood. Her mother says she is in desperate need of a kidney transplant. A living donor is, it lasts longer in her body. It's better for her. It's more accepted by her body, Burton says. In a video, her mother says to her daughter, I got this. I got this, little Jordan says back. Burton teaches her daughter daily to continue to fight as she waits for a donor. Family and friends have taken to Facebook and Twitter using hashtag Team Jordan, that's J-O-R-D-Y-N, to bring awareness to the 3-year-old girl's plight, hoping that someone would give this ailing little girl the gift of life. I understand that my child is not the only one that needs a kidney, and I understand that she's not the sickest person that needs a kidney. And I just want to raise awareness, inspire people to take action, Burton says. Her daughter is on the transplant list. She's hoping that time doesn't run out. If you'd like to support Jordan or help her out, just go to our Facebook page, the TGRS Radio Network. Scroll down, you will find her story there. Click on the story. You can also go to myfoxphilly.com and find the story as well. Pray for this family. And I just, man, you know, it's just a sad situation when a young person has to fight for their lives. So innocent. What would you do if you were in that situation? I just don't know. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm gonna make a do what a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. L.E.S.?
Nah, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
What the hell's going on with you, Mr. L.E.S., on a beautiful Wednesday, my brother?
Man, I'm freezing, dude. Damn.
Oh, God, stop it. You know what, man? Yeah, once again, you're calling in, trying to rub something in. I'm freezing, dude. Freezing from what, Mr. L.E.S.? The weather?
I'm telling you, it's cold here. I woke up this morning with 48 degrees.
Oh, huh? What? Are you serious?
It was a heart attack. The highest it got today was 68, brother.
No way, Jose. No way, Jose.
What do you want to bet? It was 48.
48 degrees.
When I woke up this morning, it was 48 degrees, brother. Yes. It was cold.
Wow. So you're not whining. This is legitimate, then. There's no whining about what's going on with you.
I'm telling you, man. I almost cut the heat on last night. I was like, what the hell? Uh-oh. But, man, woo.
Wow. And it's been 100 damn degrees around here. This is ridiculous. The damn heat index around here is crazy. It's ridiculous.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's not that way here, man. Right now, I got the windows. I had to close my windows. So I have my windows up. I'm like, man, it's too cold here.
Mm-mm. Oh, man. You know, you sound like you whining, to be perfectly honest with you.
No, I'm not whining. I'm just saying it's cold here, man.
Well, you sound like you whining. I mean, it's cool. I mean,
you sound like you whining.
It's not what I'm saying. It's not a whine. It's for real. It's hot as hell. I mean, there's no substance. I'm sorry?
It's cold as hell here, you know.
I don't think it's that cold. Anyway. Okay. So what did you do today, Miss Elias, besides, you know, what you always do, which is nothing?
Yeah, I went to work, had a good day at work. I went and worked. Yeah, so I went and got a haircut.
You wouldn't got a haircut. Mr. Elias, look, man, it is time for me to have the Jerry Rice speech with you, dog. Remember Jerry Rice, man, he was holding on to that hair, man. Mr. Elias, it's time to let it go, dog. It's time for you
to let your belly go, but you let that go.
Mr. Elias, come on, man. The belly jokes are not funny, Mr. Elias. Mr. Elias, listen, man. I'm having a serious conversation with you, bro. Because, see, when you get to a certain age, you want to try to hold on to your hair. Bro, it is time to let it go, man.
Is that what happened to your hair?
No. Let me tell you. No, that's not what happened to my hair. I decided that I wanted a new hairdo back in 1996.
What you decided is you had a hole in your afro.
No, hell no. That happened later. That happened later. Now, I will say it happened later.
I know what happened. I was like, damn, Jay getting that whole new afro. I remember.
Oh, man, whatever. You know, you always try to figure out a way to insult people. You can go to H-E-L-L hockey sticks.
How about your black ass, you know, move on and get away from me? How about that?
Well, I don't like being next to you any damn way. Like the damn match.
Yes, you do.
Oh, late ass.
Like, after you make my hang, bitch.
Show up when the hell she wants to. Would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Hell no, she ain't gonna take no damn bullet. Gotta find her first.
Give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
Okay, you wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid.
No, I would not. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your mama, and you better look for Mama B. I bet she is. She's looking good. Johnny Versace. Her nails were done. And her hair was fierce. Yeah, I want to ride. Yes. I want to ride with Momo B, baby.
Then
baby,
I
would baby.
Go to the speakeasy as soon as my feet hit the floor.
The hell are you? Okay, all right, thank you. Thank you, Momo B. So how the hell is your lady ass doing, Momo B?
Check me out. Hi, Miss Elias.
Hey,
everybody in the whole wide world.
Well, what's going on, Momo?
Nah, my voice is still messed up. I don't even know why I'm trying to sing. But I was just in the groove on that one. I was like, yes.
Yeah, well, you know what? Let me tell you something. It's almost like when Dr. Princess up there and talking about she had to go to the, hey, DJ, I can't talk. And the doctor told me not to say nothing. And then she went on to talk for another 30 minutes. I have laryngitis. And I was told not to say nothing at all. But I just wanted to call you and say that I won't be here tonight because my throat hurt. Dr. Princess up there, why don't you shut up? I know, but I got to really rest my voice
because my voice is really hurting you. Whatever.
Well, you see, that's the problem. I should have mentioned my voice, but I have not done that yet, so that's why I'm still messed up. But it don't hurt anymore. It don't hurt, so I'm going to keep on talking. Because I ain't feeling no pain, no pain.
You just talked your way right through it, huh?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I'm going to ride this out. Walk it out, walk it out.
I'm talking.
You'll ride it out. See, you know, there he is. You are pathetic, man. Stop. What is wrong with you?
Stop.
I know what's going to happen, Miss Elias. Let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to talk all this yin-yang. Momo B is going to take you back into the dungeon of boom. And when you come out of there, boy, you're going to be looking crazy as hell. Miss Elias, come on, dog. She too young. She too freaky. Miss Elias, you're going to lose your life.
Hey,
don't do it, Miss Elias.
Let me tell you something about a freak, young or old. I'm no problem.
Miss Elias, you're going to get hurt, man. Miss Elias, you're going to get hurt.
You don't get hurt.
Ain't going to hurt nobody.
Miss Elias, she's dangerous, man.
She ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Miss Elias, she gonna hurt you, bro, real bad.
Yeah,
so, pull up now, brother.
Hey, whatever.
I can
tell you right now, I might hurt him, but I ain't gonna kill him. So, he's gonna be all right. He's gonna be all right.
He gonna be hurt, though. He gonna be laid up in the hospital for a couple of days.
He gonna be all right.
Stop.
Who you stopping? Who you stopping?
Stop talking to Jay. He always trying to get out of here, man. Talk to somebody else.
But Sally, listen, man. You know I love you. That girl is going to hurt you, bro. And when I tell you it's going to be on a Sally, listen. Anytime somebody talks about who got next,
I never got any funeral set. Get out of here.
I'm telling you, I'm trying to warn you. That girl gonna hurt you, bro. She gonna hurt you bad,
and you're gonna be,
get off me. You hurt my ding dong sandwich.
Who told you that?
I'm telling you what's going on.
Who told you that?
I think you.
Who told you that?
Tell him again, Momo.
Talk to somebody else. Play games with somebody else. You got the wrong one here, baby.
Hey, look, I can't wait. I can't wait. Let me tell you, as soon as you get done, the very next show, Momo B, I'm telling you, the very next show, this is how it's going to go down.
I'm going to make it do what it do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Why you clap my hands again?
I'm going to say, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elias? This is what he's going to say.
What's up? What's up, Jay?
What's up, Mr. Elias? What's wrong?
Man.
Yeah, okay.
My ding-dong sandwich is hurting.
What happened? Yeah. Momo B jumped on me like a damn wild animal and towed my assholes out. What's wrong, Mr. Elias? Mr. Elias? Miss Elias,
right?
What's wrong, man? Man, she stuck this damn lube up my tail, man. Bro, she freaked me out.
Hey, look.
Think of that shit. The freaks come out at night. I'm telling what's going to happen, bro.
It goes in the booty hole. It only comes out.
Miss Elias, I'm telling you, brother. You're done.
That might be your dream, but not mine, partner.
No, Miss Elias. It's not a dream. It's going to happen to you. It's going to happen.
Because
let me tell you what, sugar, she gonna handcuff your ass, Miss Elias. Once you handcuff, you at the mercy of your mistress.
Now you told on yourself.
Trying to help you. It ain't gonna happen. Okay, anyway, all right, thank you. All right, look, folks, welcome to Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Glad you guys are in the house for the Wednesday edition of The Groove. Glad you guys are here. We're going to have a great show lined up for you tonight. I mean, it's going to be fun. So sit back, ladies. You saw what the QOD is. You think you know men? You don't know Jack. And you're going to find out tonight. We're going to set y'all straight. If you think you know us, be bad enough to call. You don't know men. We're going to break it down for you tonight.
Pay attention.
Woo! 10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by the Rip Zone. 10 Good Minutes is where we kind of talk about things that are off topic. And tonight,
I want to talk about a story I heard on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Yeah, they're the TJMS, we are the TJRS. We both have special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, but our buns have no seeds. But anyway, I was listening to them on the way in, and they were talking about this story with Donnie McClurkin. Have you heard the story, Mr. Elias?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, for those who may not know, Donnie McClurkin was, you know who he is, right? He's the gospel singer. He's the one who sings, "We fall down, can't get up." Anyway, he was supposed to perform at a Dr. Martin Luther King, some type of commemorative function or concert or party, was free to the city residents in D.C. And he was supposed to perform at this thing. So all of a sudden, he was canceled from the performance. And the city of D.C. put out a statement saying that it was a mutual understanding between the city and Donnie McClurkin that he would not show up to this function. Now, the reason why they did not want him there was because of some comments he made 10 years ago, okay? And according to the city, people are going to protest, and they really didn't want that to overshadow, right, the situation or, you know, the festival, because it was all about Dr. Martin Luther King. Well, here's the deal. Donnie McClurkin said, "I didn't say anything." Matter of fact, Donnie McClurkin said, "I found out that I was canceled on my way getting out the car from the airport." So now, D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray, that's the brother that looks like, you know, one of them light-skinned brothers. Anyway, so he went on to say, nope. Bottom line is, we said that we came to a mutual understanding. Now, here's what the gripe is all about. You know, Donnie McClurkin said 10 years ago that he was gay, right? And that God... Yeah, you didn't know that. Come on. You knew Donnie McClurkin was gay.
No, I didn't know that.
Huh?
Yeah.
Donnie McClurkin was gay. He was practicing homo. He was living the gay lifestyle. And he said that 10 years ago, God delivered him from that. He prayed and prayed and prayed, and God, you know, took away the gayness. And people had a problem with that statement because folks say you can't just pray the gay away. Some people think that you're born gay. He said, you know. So he said that basically, you know, even though it was hard for him, he's no longer gay. And that was his own personal testimony.
You understand why they said why he said he was gay, right? What happened to him?
No, I don't know. What happened to him?
He said his uncle.
Oh yeah. He was his uncle raped him twice in one day.
Right. He said for 8 hours.
Yeah, and then when he got older, he said his nephew, the uncle's son, raped him. So the only thing he could gravitate to were men. And so gay rights activists come to find out that it's only one activist that's pissed off behind this. And so the city said they were going to pay him. He still hadn't gotten his money yet. I mean, just your thoughts on this story, Mr. Elias.
I'm sorry, Josh stepped out for a second. We have a royalty in the house, man. So I'm letting our royalty in.
Let him in there, Big Daddy. Let him in. Lonsky!
Darkness.
All day.
Darkness. All day.
I am darkness. Darkness. 24,978.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you right now. I heard what you're saying about the gayness.
Yeah.
Donnie McClurkin a damn lie. Yeah, he ain't just got caught being gay no more. That's why he's saying that.
What you just say?
Damn.
He did what?
He just ain't got caught being in his gayness lately. He's still gay.
Really?
You can't.
Where?
If somebody raped me, that ain't going to make me be gay. That's going to make me kill a ass.
He was young, though. Like, he was young. Like, he was a boy.
Right.
He was a little boy.
That's going to... Now he was a boy. Now he want a damn boy.
You stupid.
They don't fool me.
you got to know that in that community, there's a lot of sugar and spice and everything nice.
Yeah.
Lots of that. And they just lie, yeah. Lie about
it. Yeah. So that's what he said, and that's what he said about it. He said in the church community, he said he got turned on. He got turned on and turned out. So,
oh, yeah. We know that. Look at the choir directors. We know that. Come on. I mean, that's not a secret. But I guess my question is, and this is what I wanted to talk about, the thing is that, you know, like, for example, remember that big thing that happened this past Saturday when Momo B asked Ernest about a lifestyle? Well, first of all, gay people don't have a lifestyle.
Yeah, he
got all pissed off and indignant. And so, it's like, this is the age-old question. I'll ask each of you, do you think, I hope we don't piss anybody off, but oh well. Can you be born gay, Mr. Elias? Is there such a thing as having more female hormones in your body than male hormones? Because you know we have a balance of both.
To me, it's usually when somebody's touched by, you know, a homosexual act when they're a kid. To me, that's what I believe. Somebody's touched them as a kid, huh? And homosexual act has been
what?
I believe it.
Wait a minute, so you're saying all gay men were touched by a dude,
they
put the gay hand on them?
Yeah.
I put my gay hand down.
Yeah.
Okay. So, wait, hey, look, I'm not laughing at your answer, Mr. Elias.
Don't touch it with that right hand. How come? That's that gay hand.
Oh, demise. Well, if that's your answer, wow. Okay. So let me ask you, Momo, do you think you could be born gay?
Well, I'm going to have to say, yes, I think you can. I think you can be born with a few more hormones than what you're supposed to have. Because if you look at it like this, a lot of people say, okay, when a little boy acts feminine from Jump Street, like he's been growing up acting feminine all along, everybody, oh, shoot, look at him. They got a problem with it. They think he done learned that from somewhere. He's always acting like that. He always been like that. Just like little girls. Some little girls have a boyish behavior. They call them tomboys. Now, when those tomboys grow up to be gay, oh, we already know. We already knew that from way back. There's no problem. But when a little gay boy grows to be gay, oh, they learn that behavior. Where did they learn it from? He always acts feminine ever since he was a little boy. So, yes, they were born that way. I know there's some that term because they just want to, but there are some that are born that way. Yes, I believe that. I've seen it. I've seen the pussy boys, and I've seen the little tom girls that never turned. They never turned. I mean, they're just waiting for them to turn, and when they don't turn, when the girls don't turn, there's no, I mean, ain't nobody talking about when the boys don't turn, then they would be frowned upon. And I don't think that's right. So it's not them. That's just the way they are. And not everybody's been touched. That's just the way they were born. I've seen it. I watched it. I was like, okay, when is he going to turn boy? I'm looking at the years. When is he going to turn into a boy?
Oh, my God. All right, Lightskin, what do you think, Lightskin?
That baby was born that way. It's not his fault.
Can somebody be born with one leg?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can somebody be born with one arm?
Yes.
Yeah. The defects. Of course you can be born.
Yes.
You can be born with chromosomes, with defective chromosomes. The interesting thing about us is this. Because it's not a change that we can see, because it's not something that we can see, we don't believe it, you know, and we don't trust nothing. And you know, and if people are different than us, we don't like it. I mean, that's the way society has always been, and that's the way society is today, you know.
It's going to keep being that way.
And, you know, because we don't when we don't understand something, it's a monster. You know, it's something wrong. And what we won't say is, you know what? This is an interesting concept. And maybe, just maybe, there's something different about the person because maybe I don't understand. You know, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm trying to watch damn Riddick and talk to y'all. And this dude just did something so cold.
I'm shocked. I mean, I'm really shocked at your answer. I'm really impressed with the answer as well. I didn't think you would go that route. I'm just being honest with you.
Yeah,
so,
no,
hey,
I,
hey.
I believe, listen, Daryl Pennywell grew up with me. And in first grade, we used to call Daryl Sister Daryl.
Jesus Christ.
Okay?
Okay.
Because Daryl acted like a girl. He hung out with the girl. We called him Sister Daryl. But I'm going to tell you what was interesting about Daryl. Daryl beat your ass.
Oh, yeah.
Daryl
got tough.
He had that girl strength and that boy strength. So he had that double.
You stupid. Oh, man. Oh, you are crazy. All right, look, we have Miss Terry. Miss Terry, we're about to run out of 10 good minutes, but go ahead, girl. I know you have some. I'll tell you what. Hold that thought. We will bring you in. Well, look, we're on the time schedule. Hold that thought. I will get your response to this particular question on the other side, because I know you want to call in and represent all your peeps in the ghetto. So, all right, sorry. Miss Taylor's in the house. Life's in the house. Mr. L.E.S. and, of course, Momo B. All right, folks, we're going to step out, take that first break. It's time for a weather update, the old school Get Hype song. You're going to like this one. And we'll be back. We'll talk about this a little bit more because I'm starting to get some comments on tag. We'll be right back. J. Ryle Show, Wednesday edition.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rick Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
I'm meteorologist Mike Seidel, middle of the week, and we've got high pressure and a nice chunk of cool, refreshing Canadian air, and that's slipping from the lakes into the northeast. That front is off the coast, so New York, Boston, Philly, D.C., where you had the rain and thunder yesterday, it's all over with. Down south, though, along that boundary, and then back through the plains, we could have some severe weather. The main threat there would be wind, some wind and hail, not so much tornadoes. Tornado threat is low for the rest of the week. 76 Louisville, 74 Chicago, sunny and perfect in New York, only 74 here in mid-August. For Thursday, the threat for severe weather shifts a little farther east, again through parts of the plains, down through Amarillo, Texas. Maybe a shower tomorrow morning around Seattle, a light rain shower. Southeast, the rain comes back to Atlanta, maybe by late day in Charlotte, Florida too, the Florida Peninsula, those PM thunderstorms. Atlanta, 73, about 15 degrees off average. You get to the north again, it's the same refreshing air mass, more like September than the middle part of August. Dallas, a pretty nominal average, 92, and Salt Lake City heating up to triple digits for the next couple of days. Friday, as we head towards the weekend, we'll be watching the tropics. Maybe something coming out of the Gulf of Mexico. Could be a depression or a low-end tropical storm. That remains to be seen. But even if we don't get that, we're going to have rain into the weekend in these same areas. Florida, Carolinas, Georgia, good deal of Alabama. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The rest of the country is going to be mostly dry for most of the weekend, with a few exceptions, as you saw. 93 Albuquerque, Phoenix 112. Not quite a record, but getting pretty close for mid-August. Salt Lake City is warm, and Chicago to New York to Boston, more of the same refreshing air continues for Friday. Weekend forecast, check out the 10-day outlooks right now for your neck of the woods, your backyard, at weather.com.
I'm Rick Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
When you talk to me, okay?
Seven eight five zero 1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. It's 10 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the J Ryle Show Wednesday edition. Coming up at the top of the hour on the J King Network is the music business. The way I see it, Light Skin's going to tell us what's coming up here shortly. And of course, you're listening on WCWK Radio. What's up to you all on BTR? That other BTR where all the niggers hang out in. Hanging out with some of the very best in the business as always. My boy, Mr. L to the E to the S. What's up, partner?
Who you with?
Who you with? Momo BZ in the heezy for CZ. What's up, baby?
Happy days are here again.
Yeah, it's a Grammy winner.
Oh, I haven't heard that song in a minute.
Yeah, yes. You like that, didn't you? Uh-huh. And of course, royalty's in the house.
Blonsky!
Do you want dogs?
Do you want dog? Yeah, do you really want dog? Yeah. Oh, damn, boy. Hey, you know what? We need to play that one. God, maybe we need to play that one.
Maybe we have to see what happens when I hang out with you, darkness.
Yeah.
All the stuff that you forgot about, I bring it right back to the forefront of your soul.
Man, that was
My sister used to date one of the guys, Wesley.
Momo B.
Yes.
I'm gonna ask you, do you like this song when I'm done? You know, after the end of the show this morning. So what did you think about the new club new
already? And I got disconnected, but I wanted to tell you that I loved it. That is my favorite one yet. All the new songs you played, I like that one the best.
But really? It's only one that's mixed, that's why. When the rest of them, it's really a good record. Darkness,
like
why ain't you playing my
best.
I see you playing everybody else's shit. Why you ain't playing my record?
Hey, light skin! We just play your music here. Hey!
Because I really
got
like
a copy of it. I didn't send you a copy.
Light skin, we do play your music. What are you talking about?
No, I sent you a copy of the new
record.
Really,
new record. I didn't know if we had permission to play it because of that.
Yeah, you. Hey, Dark. Mr. Elias, you can do anything you want to do.
Okay, brother.
That doesn't relate to what my thing. You.
Hold on.
You want to do it? No matter if I wanted to put it out or not, I'd say Mr. Elias said he want to play it. That's what he want to do.
You offended my honor with
that.
We put your music in the lounge 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yes, we did.
That's that one.
You
want to bet?
That one. No, you didn't. That was Club Nouveau Light.
Right.
Uh-oh. That's like lemonade. Didn't that light lemonade? That ain't real lemonade. It's too light to be real lemonade.
That's like Club Nouveau.
You only did that. You did the song that everybody know. You didn't do Club Nouveau.
No, sir. You're talking about that night. We did a night with all your old music, but 2 weeks ago, we played some of your new music in the lounge. Yes, we did. You owe me an apology. I want it before the show's out, too. You owe me one.
That ain't love, man. That ain't love. It's
on point. No, Mr. Elias, we did play. Okay, we did play that.
Okay, well, what happened?
Because I just got the remix version last week.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not gonna argue with you. We played some of his new music in the lounge.
Let's get back to it. Jay.
Yeah. We do.
What was the name of the song
from
this morning? What was the name of the song from this morning?
That ain't love.
Okay. So, Ms. Elias, can we play that? Can we play that tonight?
We can play it if Jay puts it in the mix.
We'll play it Saturday. Matter of fact, I tell you what we're gonna do. All the music during the breaks on Saturday will be.
You know what? I don't need jealousy. I don't fall to the ground.
You don't need.
Sounds like we got a situation number 9 going on up in this thing. Look, we're going to, I tell you.
Always trying to make right wrong.
Oh, my God. Look. We're going to play. Tell you what, we're going to make a banner for it. So coming up this Saturday, you heard it here first. All the music during the break will be the latest from Club Nouveau. We got it.
I can't wait that long.
You know, all y'all doing this stuff. All y'all are just. Yeah. All y'all. You know what? Forget this. I'm gonna bring my baby in. I'm tired of this.
Hey, can you send me the battle beat, man?
Because
I'm telling you,
I got
to
find
it. Hey, Mr. Can you stop while we're bringing in somebody? What the hell are you doing?
Hey, look, she's going to talk forever, so I got to get mine in now. So shut up.
He's talking over intro.
Get it in.
Wow.
She's going to talk forever.
It's a nice level. No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not.
Well, which one to bet?
And she like,
and I was telling people you could take her seat.
You can't do this all day.
I invite you to
Oh, my God.
Introducing.
The one and only.
Hey,
Darkness, I want to go on I want to have a rap battle with you.
Dial down. Like it. Can I bring Dr. Princess on the end first, if you don't mind? Thank you.
If you bring her in, the show's over with because she's going to talk for 45 minutes.
Thank you. I'm going to leave my. Hey, can Dr. Princess on the end? Forget that. What's going on, girl?
She ain't even on the
We do
call.
All this, and then her ass will even. You know what? Hang up on her ass, man.
You always, you know what, Darkness, I'm going to tell you something. You always go for the big button to smile. Now look at you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, she gets on every nerve that I have. I'm going to tell y'all a phone call that I received from her, too.
Intro.
I know, man. Yeah. I should have kept talking. All right, look, before the break, though, I brought up a story about Donnie McClurkin. Talked about how he was uninvited to a Dr. King commemorative parade concert. You know how some of the cities have these free things in the parks for people to come in and listen to music. But he was asked not to come. And so he was asked
because of his sweetness.
Hold on. Excuse me, Momo B. Thank you. Let me finish. Hello. So he was asked not to come because of something he said 10 years ago. And he said 10 years ago that he is no longer gay. God took the gayness away from him. Now, before we left out here, Miss Terry jumped in. And so, Miss Terry, I told you I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond. So what say you, Miss Terry?
Okay. Hi, everybody. First of all, I want to say that Donnie McClurkin, that was his testimony. That was his testimony years ago. And
right.
It was just real. It was real. You know what I'm saying? You know when you tell somebody your testimony and then they, you know how folks do, they go back and then they want to bring it back up. That's his testimony. That's his life. That's what he experienced in his life. That doesn't mean everybody can be delivered from being gay. That's the experience he experienced in his life. God can do anything in anybody's life. That's just real. But my thing is, I had five males in my family that were gay. Now, four of them, you always knew they were gay. Like, it was just something about them when we were young, growing up. You never seen them with girlfriends. You know, it was just something about them. The last one, he was younger, he's my age. He tried to date, but he always looked awkward. And, you know, it was like, maybe that's not what you're supposed to be doing, but you don't really say nothing. And like three of them have died of AIDS. Three of my cousins died of AIDS. I believe that you can be born with it, but then, you know, there's the other side, like women, they're just being freaky. You know, they just like to freak with a woman, you know? I know a few of them that have been with other women, but then they eventually go with men. They just freaky. They just like to get freaky with women. So, you know, the people that are really gay, that really are quote been born gay, they really get upset about the ones that are just playing in the lifestyle. That's what they call it. They're just playing in the lifestyle because that's their work, that's their life, and some people are just playing in it. So.
But see, Ernest gets upset when people say lifestyle because there are some people
download
brothers.
He's gay. Ernest is gay. Ernest
oh, yeah, you ain't
going to
tell us.
You know,
yeah.
Ernest is playing a $4 bill.
Right, so that's Ernest's life. That's his life. If you say something negative about him, you're going to hurt him because that's him. That's it.
Ernest is an angry black woman.
What have you been sipping on tonight?
No, we're not claiming him. Don't put him over here.
Oh, man. It's 20 minutes after the hour, J. Ryle Show, Wednesday edition. Looks like Dr. Princess Odia decided to join us. Hello, Dr. Princess Odia.
First of all, decided to join you, I joined you at 9 o'clock. And y'all heard
oh, yeah, when we came to you, you didn't say nothing. It's always. We brought you in, and you didn't say nothing.
And you
wouldn't
have
said,
don't come busting in here, first of all. I probably didn't even know you guys were standing because I said, hello, and you guys were laughing.
You ain't lying. No, you did not.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Maybe you can't
even
do it.
Let's not go through 10 minutes of this. Let's not go through 10 minutes of this.
Thank you very much.
We're not going to do it because I ain't in the mood. How you doing? Y'all all right?
Hold on.
Silence!
Who the hell
you
think you coming up here with all this bass in your damn voice? You ever see this hit on that damn? I told her she ain't in the mood. What the hell you think you running around here? Put her ass in time out for 20 seconds.
Who running around here? Instead of watch out talking to darkness like that.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Come on, some of you ain't in the mood. Better get your ass in the mood.
This is not, no excuses tonight.
They will
just
now rejoin
the
program
in
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You are now free to rejoin the broadcast.
Let's try this again. Hello, Dr. Prince's idea.
Hi, how are you guys?
Okay.
Now just jump right in the Donnie McClurkin thing. Just jump right on in there. Ain't no need to.
Yeah, jump on in. Well, you got to get that bass out your damn voice, too. Get that damn bass out your voice.
Get that bass out your voice. You ain't got no nuts.
I know. So now, Dr. Prince's idea. How are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm here. How you doing? You okay?
Uh-huh.
You wait till the break, boy. We're getting your ass, because you don't come up here like you going to raise up something, like got your chest stuck out or something. Like, you know, you running something around up in here.
Like
calm
you got
your ass. I know. What's up with you?
Like you're a gorilla, a orangutan, and an elephant together.
I know. Run up here, we try to have a good time. You're going to bring your attitude up in here. What happened to all that wind and the sun and the tippies?
Come on with the questions.
Come on, Momo B. Sit your ass down, too. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all lost y'all damn mind around here. Calm the hell down. So anyway. Well, look, that was good, Miss Terry. I mean, and you're right. I mean, there's some people that, you know, and for the record, I do think people are born. I do. I think people are born gay. And I could tell a story just like everyone else. I had a friend that grew up, young boy. We were in first, second, third grade. You knew that boy was Tutti Frutti, ice cream booty from day one. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, so. All right. So, anyway, we hacked that around long enough. But I thought that was an interesting story, and I wanted to bring it up. Because
what
this goes to show.
Say before you ended it was that when they invited him, didn't they know what you said 10 years ago? You invite people that you
said. Yeah, but here's
like,
the deal.
Oh, you can't come.
You're right. No. Somebody, they said that there was a group of people who protested it, and Donnie McClurkin said that no, it's just one individual that actually called the mayor's office and complained about him being there. And so, you know, so anyway, so they didn't, you know, once again, it is a damn shame. It's ridiculous.
Well, I think Eddie Long just didn't want to be upstage.
Exactly.
You know what? And on that note, we're moving on. All right, folks. It is time for the Q.
It's only room for one queen in this house tonight. One queen. Thank you. Buddy. Be young.
Man, shut up, light skin. Oh, you crazy. All right, look. The Q is the question of the day. We're asking women. Stop laughing. We're asking women, do you think you know your man? Well, you know what we're going to tell you tonight? You don't know Jack. You don't know men. And tonight we're going to educate y'all ass on how we think, how we run, how we feel. That's what we're going to do. So, Miss Elias, man,
yes, sure.
Let's go to you first, dog. Do women really truly think they know us? Can a woman really know us through and through, Miss Elias? Let's break this crap down tonight. I'm tired.
No, you can live with somebody your whole life and never know them. You can have a general idea of what they are about, but to actually truly know somebody,
no. There's no way. You don't know your man. Now, we can't ask anybody on the panel because I don't think any of y'all have men, but we'll
don't worry
put it out
we
there.
We had men. Don't worry about it. We have experience enough to answer the damn question. Don't get hung up.
Hold on, Heifer.
You're going to have a show
back
right by
me.
Yourself.
Back up off me.
All you men.
That Dr. Princess had been in a man's driveway.
I ain't got no time for this shit. I ain't playing tonight, y'all. Leave me the hell alone. Okay, whatever. Fine. We'll go. So how much do you really think you know a man, Miss Terry? What do you think? Talk to me. You don't know us. You don't know what makes us
tick. Darkness, you ask Mr. L.E.S., but you don't ask me. I'm not a man now.
I wish you are, light-skinned. You know what? You're right. I stand corrected. Come on, light-skinned. Talk to me, baby. Talk to me. Tell these women what's up. Tell them what's up.
They can, if my woman is my woman and she with me, dark-skinned, now you're going to get mad at me. But of course she can know me. She should know me.
God.
I should know her. She my woman because I got to be, that's my woman.
Oh,
I got to be at 100 with her. She got to be at 100 with me. We supposed to know each other before we make it. I believe when people are connected to each other, that they can with each other.
White skin.
When it's
white
a for real deal.
White skin. What are you doing, man? Light skin, you're going against the flow. You're going against the flow, light skin. You're going against the flow.
I know.
What are you doing?
Hey, darkness. Okay,
yeah.
Go. I want you to go and check up on my record. You're gonna find out that I always went against the flow.
Thank you, light skin, for that. Thank you for that answer. It was great. Thank you. Thank you.
I know. I know it ain't what you wanted, but it's the truth. Women, you know what? Women are really. One thing men gotta know is this: women got some old extra thing in them. It's like a GPS for thinking
preach,
what you're going to think before you think it.
Preach,
I'm going to call it the TPS.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
I really
preach,
make
you
feel a lot
preach.
Smarter when I'm on here.
Well.
There you are. Yeah, okay, so light skin says women know men. Okay. Thank
I didn't
you.
Say women, hold on, that's not what I said. Now
what
you
put
words
there,
in my mouth.
What did you say? What did you say?
Would my woman, if I was with a woman, would my woman really know me? And I'm saying if the woman that I'm with, if it's a real relationship, if it's my wife, if it's a woman that I live with, if it's a woman that I have a monogamous relationship with that I'm committed to, of course she knows me. I need her to know
this guy.
I need her to know me so when I get one of my little funky moves, she know, okay, that nigga's in one little funky move, let me leave him alone. Or she'll know, you know what, I don't really want to have this battle with him because he's going to put on the battle beat and I don't want to hear that.
Don't put that on.
What is my joint?
Shut up, Miss Elliott.
I like the battle beat. You can say what you want to. I love the battle beat. That's the joint.
They don't play because that hurt my stomach every time I hear that name.
Hey,
man,
you make me feel good, man. That's my first song, man. You really make me feel good about that. I go to sleep at night with my chest popped up because of that.
I'm telling you, man.
That'll be the joint, man. You know, I wouldn't have said that in the car with my woman in there, Mr. L.E.S., but since you did that, now I play that song, I pump it up real loud, and then when she makes a face up here, I said, Mr. L.E.S., love this song.
Oh, man, no. Stop, man. Oh, the battle beat. Oh, my God.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's on point.
They ain't on point, man. That thing, man. Let me tell you something, bro. When I hear that song, man, I laugh so hard.
I guarantee I can work out to that song and get hype. I guarantee.
Stop, man. Because every time I think of that thing, man, I start laughing, man. Oh, God. Oh, wow.
Darkness, you don't like that song because you realize, dang, if Jake would have killed me in a battle.
Hold on, first of all, hey, the song is funny. It's not the fact that I don't like it. It's funny as every when that thing come on, man.
The battle. If you want to battle me, it ain't no thing.
Stop, don't do this. Oh my God. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. We're talking about, okay, what makes a man tick? Women, do you think you know your man? So far, Mr. Elias has held up the golden pimp hand and said, let me tell you something, you never know me, girl. You never know me. Light skin just opened up his bosoms and said, baby, you got to know me inside and out. So, okay. So let me go to you, Miss Terry. Since you're talking about preaching. So, how well did you know Otis? How well did you know Otis?
I knew him inside and out because I studied my man. Anytime I bring you into my world, baby.
Study the man.
I'm studying you. Yes.
Give me some examples, please. Yes. I'm curious.
Yes, when I knew when he was upset. I could tell from the front door he was upset. I knew how he walked when he was upset or when he was happy. I studied him. I knew exactly what he liked and what he didn't like in bed. I knew everything. I knew when he was with someone else because when we were in bed, he would try to study. stuff, I knew. I let him get away with it.
Oh, damn. He was trying to do stuff. Hey, baby, why don't you put your... Okay, all right, okay, all right, okay.
I mean, you have to study people that are coming into your aura. You know, I don't let certain people in my aura. I don't do that. So I have to study like you. You would never be in my aura.
Yes, I would. Yes, you do. You want me, don't you?
Please,
just tell the damn truth. Tell the truth.
Ever.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. Nope,
you always bring that up.
That's the best psychologist.
I really want her. I know you do.
Never,
yeah. Fight your feelings. I'm gonna touch you, dude. I'm gonna touch you like an angel. And you're gonna I want you to study my ass. That's what I want you to do.
Man,
get your study book out.
Be honest with you, I'd work you. You have lost your damn mind.
You have lost your all parts of your mind tonight. Have you been drinking? Have you been drinking tonight?
You
ain't gonna do nothing. Talking that yin yang. Whatever.
I think Miss Cherry breaks
the night. Man, please. Miss Cherry ain't gonna do nothing. Walk around and tell me something wrong with my leg. My leg's hurting. What's wrong with my leg? What happened? Yeah.
Are you high? Are you smoking?
Are you high? Are you smoking? Because you know what? I'm gonna touch you like you want to be touched. I'm tired of you throwing those subtle hits out there. You won't. Oh my God, I can't wait now. All right, Dr. President Odia, you need to hook Dr. President Odia. You need to hook this party up because I'm coming straight at you, Miss Derry. It's on and popping.
Okay, hello.
You can't handle it. You have a heart attack.
Okay, whatever. We'll find out. Yeah. Okay.
Heart medicine. You have a question for me?
No, I have no question for you. It's too late.
You still got attitude.
Tell you what, we're going to set about to take a break. We're going to adjust your damn attitude during the break. Miss Elias, meet me in the room. We're going to deal with her ass off the air. All right, folks, J-Ryle Show, 347-850-1272. When we come back, I promise you, that damn frown will be turned upside
down.
Everything's going to be straightened out. Mama B, would you like to come in while we kick her ass here, or would you like to watch?
Sure.
I want to see that. Okay, you want to come in? Okay, during the break, we're going to beat her up. So you come on, hang tight. During the break, we're only going to be gone for about 3 minutes, so we got to beat her up real fast. All right, okay, we'll be back, folks, after this. I'm going nowhere.
In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the Jay Ryle Show. And the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad, get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Nothing much. Nada. Zilch.
Zilch. Just got my workout in. Just did my thing, and I'm good right now. You know?
You're feeling good like you know you should, basically.
Yes. Just got out the shower. Lotioned up, did my thing.
Hey, bro, hold on. I don't want to hear that, man. Why are you telling me that you put lotion on your ass? I don't want to hear that. Why would you tell a man that you lotioned up? Like, okay, really, Mr. Elias, really?
Because I know what kind of man you are.
No, the hell you don't know what kind of, apparently you don't know what type of man I am. Yeah, I just lotioned up. I'm glistening in the damn wind. What the hell is up with that, Mr. Elias?
Well, I know what kind of man you are because you always got your titties out to me and hell. Like a day was an 8
size. You're making me nervous, man.
Like
save that for Saturday. Save it for Saturday, Mr. Elias. It hurts to be right there to take you to where you need to go, okay?
Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. It's hump day.
Hump day! Woo-hoo!
Hump day! Woo-hoo! That's right, folks. It is hump day around this piece here, J-Ryle Show Wednesday edition. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347
850-1272. Hanging out with the very best in the B.I.E. is my boy, Mr. Elias. What's up, partner?
Who you with?
Who you with? Dr. Princess Ardelia, the queen of inspiration. Hello, Dr. Princess Ardelia.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
You see what happened when your pimp hand strong? You see she got that bass out of damn voice during the break, too. Mama BZ in the Heezy. Hey, girl.
Ain't nobody love me better.
That's a Grammy winner.
That's a Grammy winner. Make me feel this way.
This way. Ain't no, see, stop there. Every time you do that, I join right in. Miss Terry is in the house. What's up, Miss Terry?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, somebody gonna get their bell rung as soon as I see them. I got you. Yeah, whatever.
You can ring
my bell. I see, look how I look. Yeah, I go. Light skin is in the house. What's up, light skin?
It's a battle people fought for, and I'm Jay King. It's a battle me. It ain't no thing.
That's been a battle, you boy.
Yo, he calling you out. He been calling you out.
Wow. Hey, I tell you what, when I pull out my Shabadoo pants from breaking, then he and I can have a damn rap contest. Oh, my Lord.
You know what?
Right, speaking of this. Yes, life did.
The battle beat. I'm coming with you. I'm coming for you.
He said a battle beat. Oh, my God. Folks, listen. I tell you what we're going to do. We need to get a copy. I want to play that on Saturday, too, for people to know what the hell we're talking about, because I got some folks looking and saying, what are y'all talking about? The battle beat. Go listen to. Matter of fact, tomorrow, check it out from 10 to 12. It's Kings of the Morning, Light Skin, Johnny Graham, Cracker Davis, Robert Redwine, and the Custom Preacher, Lenny Lynn. Check them out tomorrow. That's Central Time. Check them out here on the J. King Network here on BTR Radio if you're listening from here. Check it out. I'm pretty sure you hear the battle beat tomorrow sometime. So check it out. Now, speaking of which, coming up at the top of the hour, it's the music business the way I see it. Light Skin, man, what are you talking about tonight?
Tonight we're talking about, you know, can you make the record business work if you're an independent artist? You know, because a lot of people think, you know, now that the record business is different, it's harder now, when it really is a lot easier. It's a lot easier to participate. But, you know, ownership is so important, where artists like the Isley Brothers and Marvin Gaye and Al Green, people like this, they don't, Ohio Players, Earth, Wind & Fire, they don't own their masters. They don't own them. You know, the record companies own them. Today, these kids get to own. They get the license. They got internet radio like you, you know. They got merchandising, live performances, sound exchange, which pays you for digital performances, all kinds of things. So can new music business work for indie artists today? So,
all right.
That's what the show's about.
All right, check it out now. If you're listening from WCWK Radio, other places, tune in. It's a great show. You need to check it out, especially if you're interested in the music business. If you're hanging out with us tonight, we're just doing our thing, listening lounge tonight. Nothing big deal. No big deal. Doing what we always do on Wednesday nights. But I tell you, let me say what's up. Michelle, let's just say hello to a couple of folks, man. I want to say hi to some people.
Because you never say hi to me.
So let me say hello to some folks out here.
Yeah,
say
hi
what's
to
up
the party
to...
people.
Yeah, I want to say what's up to Mariana Music. Hey, girl. Mavis
hey,
is
Mariana.
In the house. Uh-oh, L.J. Williams is listening. Hello, L.J. D.F. D.F.
isn't it the one that
likes
you?
Hey, hey, shut your ass up. D.F. is in the house.
I told you it was sweet.
Go ahead. Oh, my Lord. Fly Boy Russell from Great Falls, Montana. What's up? Lady Palmer, hey, girl. Santa Clara with your fine ass. I'm going to see you in a minute. What's happening? Prada girl. Ah, right here from H-Town. All right, Mr. Elias, man, who do we have, brother, in the chat room we can say hello to? Brother, my brother, my brother.
We got Rich Sister in there, of course.
Rich Sister,
and
hey, girl.
And my baby, Dalcine.
Hey, Sal.
Hey, Dalcine.
What's up,
and
baby?
It's a lot of guests in here.
What's up, guests? How you be? How you be? How you be? Some of these guests are from Chag, though. Now, listen, if you want to, you can always sign up
and participate. During the next break, just go to BTR. If you're on BTR, go to BTR Radio. Sign up, get a login handle, and then you can communicate with us via chat. And or you can continue the chat with me here. Miss LES kind of monitors the chat room. I kind of monitor what's happening here on Tag. So we got both places covered. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. We're talking about, do women really know their men? And the conversation is getting pretty damn good. Before the break, Miss Terry says she studies a man.
Yes,
now, that's interesting. Studies the man.
Yes, so now, I need certain vibes coming in to fix with my vibe. I don't need a lot of things that are going to bring me down. And I you know, I was in an abusive relationship, so I don't need, I got to study. I got to know where you come from. I need to know how you're moving. When you're mad, I need to know how mad I can get you. I need to know.
You need to know how mad. Hold up, did you say I need to know how mad I can get you?
Yeah, if you get all upset over something and you blow up, you don't need to be with me because I'm mad. I don't have time for it. That's why I think I don't have time for it anymore. Since I'm older, I don't have time for certain things.
Well, you date young dudes, so what difference does it make?
Yeah, see, you can mold and mold them and stretch them to where you want to stretch them.
Oh, I know that's right.
That old man can't do nothing but be old. That's all he can do.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, you're going to find out what old man can do. I'm going to touch you. You can get touched. You're going to get touched in a matter of months. I'll touch your ass.
I told
ass.
You, you can't. After that email last show, your pimp game. You might
hey, no, hell no. Hold up. Don't start that. Don't start that. That's not true. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's not true. Don't do that. That's not funny.
Don't lie on darkness. Don't lie on the darkie. Don't lie on the darkie. It's enough lying going on the darkie already. Don't lie on the darkie.
Thank you, light skin. Cause they try to start some mess. All right, Momo B, we haven't got your answer yet.
Yes.
Momo B, do you really think you know your man?
Yes, I do. And this is the funny thing. This is the funny thing about it all. Yes.
They care.
The
who is that?
Me? No, I don't know. I think this is the funny
thing. Call from a daycare.
When you have a strong woman like me, of course I'm gonna know my man. I need to know my man. And this is the thing. You already know what I'm going to say. I know you. I know what you want, and I know what you need, and it's my job to give it to you. So, yes, I know you. If I didn't know you, then we would not be together. I put a lot of time and invested a lot of time and energy into your ass. So, yes, I'm going to know you.
You better know me. I've been licked over 29 million times.
You're going to tell me. But this is the funny thing about it. The funny thing about it is you, Mr. Man, sat up there and said, oh, you made this whole show up, but you're going to tell us something. Somebody know what you're going to tell us. That's what I called in for. I want to know the big secret that you think we don't know. Like, what's up? You got something that I don't know, and no woman ever know about that man. What are you saying? You posted this. You came on all they shit talking about, yeah, they think they know. So what is it, Jay, that we don't know?
I don't think you, let me tell you something. I don't think you will ever know a man. I don't think you'll ever know what makes a man tick. Because if you knew the golden secret as to what a man tick, what makes a man tick, then a man would never have a man that would cheat on you. Because you would know what buttons to push to keep him around. You don't know everything.
Well,
there's no way.
Why would a man want to be with a woman to cheat on her? Why would you be with a woman that you say, this is my woman, so you could do some more crazy stuff that you do to a coozy in the street? That don't make no sense to me.
It don't make no sense to me either. So what about the men that don't cheat? What about the men that don't cheat? Then what's up with them? What about those people? Let's exclude all the cheaters, the men that don't cheat. What's the big secret?
Let me tell you something, baby.
Right there,
let me tell you something. Let me ask you a question. Give me a percentage of how many men do you think that's been faithful in a relationship?
No, I'm asking you a question.
No. We start from right there.
It's according to what part of the relationship they are. I mean, it's according to where they are in their lives, too, dog.
Right. You're supposed to be on our team, right, Skin? What are you doing?
Men are interested in and of themselves and how they see a relationship and what they do. So, you know, I'm 50. I'm 51.
Really?
The last thing I want to do is have a woman that I'm with, that I've invested all this time in, just to mess it up over a piece of vagina pie. No way, Jose.
Okay, the question is,
how many men in a relationship, once you commit to a relationship, how many men do you think percentile-wise has been faithful? It's an easy question.
That is an easy question. 10%.
10%?
Yeah, because the rest of them Negroes and pasty substances is crazy. They too young. They ain't out there. They ain't done all the things they're supposed to do. They haven't done what I did. They haven't roamed around Bronco first.
So in other words, 90% of men. And let's throw that number out there for you. Think about that for
a second. I'm joking.
90%.
I'll say 30. I'll say 30 to 40% of the men are faithful.
It's more than that.
Faithful.
It's more than that. That's been.
You might be right. I think
it's
a lot of them are.
Yeah, it's more than that.
Okay,
now.
Ask you a question, darkness. Are you faithful?
Hold on, light skin. Hold on, man. What's going on right here, bro? Yeah, man.
I'm a little saucy today. I'm in a little saucy kind of mood.
Wait,
I see. You got me in a, you know, if you want to battle me, it ain't no thing.
Damn. You like prisons, I dare you. What the hell's going on?
I'm the battle beast. Right now. Yeah, you laughed at the song. You laughed at the song. You laughed at my answer. When I told you that I want my woman to know me, you've been laughing at me the whole damn show. Yeah, I heard you keep keying and high and sick. And then you tried to get Mr. Elias to buy into it, but Mr. Elias said, hell to the no, that's my boy. And I like the title beat. I'm not going to laugh at it, and I'm going to play it.
Here's a question for you, Ms. Elias. Answer this with a community radio show. I want you to answer this question honestly. I'm going to ask everybody this question. Here's the question.
Okay.
Have you been faithful in every relationship that you've been in?
No, I haven't.
Okay, have you... Okay, here we go. Let me ask you this. Out of
as
all
I
the
got
relationships...
Older,
have,
yeah. As I got older, hell, you, hell yeah. I don't have the time or energy.
Mr. Elliot, what? Okay.
All right.
Okay.
He gave you his answer.
Okay. Well,
don't try to bully another answer out of him. He gave you his answer.
Okay, thank you, Light Skin. I understand. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you. All right, so, okay, here's the deal. Light Skin, you. Here's the question. Well, I already know the answer you've been giving all night, but
let me
ask
you something.
Anyway.
I was married to a woman who I loved the black off the back of her neck, and I did not cheat on her because she was my wife and I was in love, and that's why I wrote Why You Treat Me So Bad and Heavy on My Mind and Approve My Love and Dinner for Two and Let Me Go, because I was all loved out. I was strung out. And then I went buck to the wild and I got on that Bronco and I rode that Bronco. Now I'm in a relationship and I'm
I'm gonna keep it 100. Every relationship, you know what? No, that's not true. Every relationship, I've been unfaithful in almost every relationship that I've been in.
First name Nasty, last name Ann. I bet you was BW, wasn't you? You was BW all the time, wasn't you?
No.
You know what BW is, don't you?
No.
Fair Weenie.
What?
Yeah.
Bear Weenie.
Oh, hell no. No.
Yeah,
no.
He was. That's why he got
no.
the pop.
I heard the clapping. Oh, my God. 347-851-1272. Wednesday edition. Hope you guys are having as much fun as we are, I think. 10 minutes before the hour. Coming up in about 10 minutes. It's the music business, the way I see it. Coming up on the J. King Network. If you're hanging out on the TGRS Radio Network, we come back a little bit, talk a little bit before we get into the lounge tonight. Hope you guys hang out with us. So it's going to be fun. So, all right. So, okay, let me ask the ladies this, and I know, okay, Miss Terry. Honest answer. Honest answer. Every relationship.
Honest answer. I've always given you an honest answer.
Okay, well, fine. Give me another one. I'm asking for two in a row. Here's the deal. Have you, give me a percentage. How many of your relationships you've been faithful in?
0%.
You know what? I'm so glad that I'm. You know what, Michelle? I'm glad you said that, though, because a lot of women walk around with their nose in their head like,
I ain't like that. I ain't nasty like y'all.
You know what? Y'all throw vagina around the same way we throw around the dick. A whole bunch of sex throw around.
Oh no, not like that. Zero percent, man. Zero.
No,
0%. No. I only cheated on one, and that was when I was just with him, so I kind of did. I had.
You told the truth the first time. Don't be like
you
did.
No, yes, you did.
Out there.
Yes, you
know,
did. I'm gonna
clean the truth up now. Let me clean it up.
No.
Because I just had to say something crazy. But I wasn't done with that last one. I mean, I had to hit it one more time to make sure.
When we do it, we the worst of the worst. She do it, she can
kick and high. Oh my God. She's gonna do it one more again.
Yeah. But on the real, I'm too faithful to an extent. I'm too faithful.
To a fault. You're saying you put too faithful to a fault. Okay.
Yeah, I really shouldn't be that faithful to the men that I've been with. I really shouldn't. And there was probably a situation that I should have, but I didn't, because it's just I know karma, and I felt karma, so I don't play that game. So I would rather, what I used to do when I was young is I would break up and then go do something, and then go
break
back to sleep. I thought I wouldn't do
it. That's still cheating. That's still cheating.
That's not cheating. Yeah. I broke up with
you. That is cheating. You break up with somebody to get it. And then you go back, with a master and do the freaky. That's cheating.
All right, Momo B. I've been waiting on this.
That's temporary.
Give me a percentage, baby.
I've been waiting on you. I ain't got no percentage. I'm going to tell you straight like this. I'm faithful to everybody who I love. If I love you, you ain't got to worry about me. And that's all I'm going to say. If I love you, then you ain't got to worry. You ain't got to worry about it. I love you. I love you. That's what it is.
Okay, here's a bigger question. How many times have you been in love?
What are you talking about?
I'm asking, how many times have you been in love in the past? It's not a difficult question.
Well,
that's a very easy question to answer. How many people have you been in love with?
I've been in love a few times. Yes. So I don't understand why you asked me that question. What is the matter?
Okay, let me get started. Can I ask her a question?
Yeah.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
How many people have you been involved with?
I'm not involved with people. And you should let me tell you this. If you, y'all trying to catch me in some, I don't know what y'all trying to do. Let me tell you, break down. I've in my whole life, everybody I slept with, I was in a relationship with, and I loved that person.
Stop.
Every single one. Why are you so surprised?
Because you know why? Because you came on this show and said that you dated some dude because you. What did she say, Miss Elliott? Some dude that she dated.
She had a one night stand and she made that dude stay with her because she didn't want to be
with him. I didn't make him stay with me. He wanted me, and I stayed with him because we did the one night thing. And I don't want it to be a one night thing. I'm not a one night person.
But you said you don't like him. Yeah, that's what you said. You said you didn't like it.
No, he was okay, but I didn't like some things about him. Like, he was a smoker. I don't like people who smoke. He was a smoker.
You liked him that night?
At the time.
That night he was smoking in the bed.
He was okay, but he was a good boy, and I was an extra good boy at that time.
He said, I don't like when you smoke, but I sure like when you smoke.
Okay, here we go.
Because we just caught you.
Okay, no, listen.
What?
That was my one and only mistake. You see how I had to pay
for
that mistake?
Oh, there it is.
You see how I pay for it,
right? And then somebody will call into the show and you're going to say, oh, I forgot about him.
No.
It was just 10 of them.
No, listen. The way I paid for that mistake is I stayed with him for like 9 months. Off of that one mistake, because I didn't want to be that person. I'm not that person. That was just the one time, and we would have been cool, but he was like a girl. Always want to know where you going, what you doing. I was too young for all that, what he wanted. He was a little older, and he smoked. He was really good to it. I didn't like that. And then when we went, the funny thing is, he always wanted to wear the suede outfits, the suede hose and the smoke hose.
Oh, damn.
Come on with that. You can't wear suede if you smoke all day. Come on.
We need to take it back to the J King Network, Jay.
All right, Mr. Elliott, you heard the man. All right, folks, everybody in the J King Network, it has been a fun ride as always. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us tonight. But I tell you what, the party don't stop. Some good info coming up at you in about 5 minutes. It's the music business, the way I see it, a.k.a. Light Skin in the House. J King will give you all the information that you need. So if you are an up-and-coming artiste, and you want to know about the business, that's the encyclopedia. It's coming up at the top of the hour. So we bid you farewell, folks, over there. We will see you all next week right here on the J. Ryle Show. Sugar, get rid of Mr. Elias. Tell him good night. Y'all supposed to say bye to him or something. Y'all just say, hey, whatever. Bye. All right,
oh, bye. Bye.
You going to say bye to him or what? Good night to him.
Bye bye.
I'm sorry, guys. I got to get out of here, too. I'm so glad we had this time.
Good night,
J-King.
Hey.
Oh, now, Dr. Princess, now, don't you act like that with me now.
Don't
girl.
Act
you
like
you. I like you.
Ooh,
in my driveway. I see your car out there right now.
No, you know what?
Oh, y'all. I love this one. Dr. Princess, I love you. You're my girl. Bye.
I love you too. Bye.
What was that? Hey, I think that's a cue. All right, well, we're going to come back right before the listen lounge. We need to talk to Dr. Princess O'Day. I think it's time for intervention. I think we need to put our loving arms around him. Miss Elias, get the peace pipe ready because you're going to need to take a couple of tokes off that thing. We're going to try to figure out what the hell is up with her. Yeah, we can do that. Put our arms around that sister. We got to bring her in. All right, we're going to take a quick one. We'll be back to put our hands on Dr. Princess O'Dea in more ways than one. J. Ryle Show, Wednesday night edition, 347-855-1272.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time slot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, Princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It is the best Sunday morning talk radio show on BTR. It's the serious side of the TJRS, Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the BTR Radio Network.
After I came out, I remember being on the playground and someone threw a ball right in my face.
How would you feel if others treated you like you didn't belong at school, on your sports team, at church, or even in your own home?
Millions of gay and transgender youth are made to feel like they don't fit in every day.
We've all been hurt by words before. So before you speak, think about how your words might affect someone else.
You have the power to make a difference.
Find out how. Go to GLAAD.org.
That's GLAAD.org.
Every time I come in the kitchen, you in the kitchen. In the damn refrigerator. Eating up all the food. All the chicken. All the pig feet. All the collard greens. All the hog maws. I want to eat some of them chitlins. I love pig feet.
Leroy, it's Wednesday.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Damn right it is. It's Wednesday. 347-850-1272 is the caller number. 347-850-1272. Let me introduce the players from the Himalayas to you one more again. Mr. LES is in this house. What's up, Mr. LES?
Who you with?
Who you with, my brother? And of course, Momo BZ in the Heezy for Sheezy. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Ooh, man. Get up on this. See, stop that. Every time you do that, jump right in. Miss T is in the house. Hey, Miss Terry girl.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
Mm-hmm. And the one and only Dr. Princess Ardia, the queen of inspirations in the house. Hello, doctor.
Hello. Good evening, everyone.
All right, folks, listen. We're a few minutes away from the listener lounge, but we're going to dedicate these next 2 to 3 minutes to our sister, Dr. Princess Ardia. Baby, what the hell is wrong with you, girl? What's wrong, baby? Talk to Big Daddy.
I can't.
You can start talking right now, yes. Right now,
I
yes.
I will tell you guys next week.
What?
I will tell you guys next week. I'm telling you guys now.
So
I just
to
tell
to
you
talk
guys
to us.
Next week.
You're going to tell us next week. So let me ask you a couple of questions just to make sure you're okay. So are you in jail right now?
Not right now, I'm not. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Oh. All righty. Here's another question for you. Are you in the hospital right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Are you at an ATM machine right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Is he in the hospital?
Yeah, that's better. Yeah,
no.
Is the person in the hospital?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is somebody
messing with you and your family?
My uncle is still in the hospital. My father-in-law passed, and his funeral arrangements are Friday and Saturday. My uncle's heart stopped a couple of nights the other night. I got pulled over by the cops earlier today, but the other day, and I had to go to court today, and all kind of things are just happening today. So things happened today that weren't it could have been a lot better, even though I was a little more earlier. And just things, I'm in a pickle. That's all. I'm in a complete pickle.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been in a pickle.
Okay, well, then, all sincerity, we hope that everything works out for you, and I'm pretty sure one of us will be hearing from you here shortly. All right, folks, we're going to step out. Listen to Lounge coming up next on the TJRS Radio Network.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
And welcome to the 2013 Grammy Awards. And now it's time for the nominees of Best Vocalist on a Comedy Radio Show.
Mr. L.E.S. singing Am I Dreaming by Atlantic Star.
Momo
B with her rendition of Michael Jackson's Lady in My Life.
Y'all
ought to
delay
sound
like a bunch of chickens. Shut
you.
Bumblebee.
You better just get your groove on and sing the song. Shut the hell up.
Dr. Princess Ardia with her rendition of Karen White's Superwoman.
Superwoman.
And Jay Ryan with his rendition of Kanye Dawson's I Wanna Let You Know.
I know sometimes I can be difficult.
I know sometimes I can be impossible.
I can see it in your eyes. Sometimes you wanna walk away.
But the love we have inside makes you stick around and wanna stay.
Yeah. Sometimes the things that come out of my mouth ain't awful.
I'm sorry, I can't get with that. I can't even hold a candle.
And the TJRS Grammy goes to. Wow, this is exciting. Momo B for her rendition of Michael Jackson's Lady in My Life. This is Momo B's first TJRS Grammy. Momo B, what do you have to say?
Well, thank you. And like I said, you don't have to wait for the crash, boo-boo. You don't have to wait for the crash.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
This is something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight.
All right, here we go.
It's funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even see you do in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
All right, folks, you know what time it is. It's Wednesday, and every Wednesday it's the Listening Lounge. We have some good music in the lounge for you tonight. Fantasia's in the lounge. We got music, Soul Child. We have some good music in the lounge tonight, Mr. Elias.
Okay, well, let's get to it.
Go to hell.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, that's cool. Understand what you're saying. But I just got out of a situation. And I ain't really trying to get into anything serious right now. But we could chill. You know what I mean?
Well, how about this?
Let's pretend for one night I'm the man in your life. And we do the things that lovers do. All the loving you like, I give it to you just right. There's nothing less than special when it comes to you. See, what we have is understanding that works so well for how we are. Cause neither of us has a heart to fall in love all over again. That you're always so cool and comfortable whenever I'm around. You're someone that I can talk to no matter what I'm going through. I call on you cause I know you'll always be down. See, what we have is so incredible that we'll never find in anyone else. This thing that we share, it's so unbelievable that I want you all to myself. Oh, I know that we both have our separate lives and we don't.
Monogamy or whatever you call it, I'm starting to think ain't for everybody. Most of us is rushing into it anyway, you know what I'm saying? You ain't rushing for love and I ain't up here to judge, so let's neglect the what ifs and make it do what it does. Let's get it.
Is it bad?
So it seems that we fiend, but we don't need. Got a thing for a queen who don't wanna leave. I ain't about to judge you, no judge me. You ain't gotta really sing about your ass feet, cause I heard you. Yeah, in the literal sense, I mean that. Rough sex saying I love ya, but the kiss of me saying you mean that. I know, I just be calling the meaner. Oh, the irony, got the bomb indeed, but the problem is probably a deep pass. Still, I'm feeling this, and I need that. Thinking if I get it, I get it, I need this. I don't need a motion to open your deep sea. I can see the ocean by going between legs. Bag, no, bed, blow, dope, go, forward, couch, now, slow, motion. Around, put it down, Lord knows she was going for the moon.
Is
hold
it up. Baby, I never made love, no, I never did. Put it from no high, got the
her feelings, she breaks hearts, she stay quiet, she play smart, she take pride, I'm going out, she getting hollered at, and saying nah, she's no saint, but she don't pose, she don't wear makeup by the bolo, riding through Lakeshore with the nose up, she don't really say much, but it slows up, she got haters, but we all do, heard you when it's time cold, shawty fought through, baby like a damn pro, how they caught you, all of mind games, never mind, cause they all low. In the physical sense, I mean that. I ain't trying to kiss up, suck up, be gas. I ain't like them, you sucking your teeth fat. Nope. Play big, trust me, I humble your meaner. Look, shawty is actually in prevent. Cause the one in front of it is working with deep breath. Yep, bed, floor, couch, more, shower, Lord, perm, done. Love, nah, caught in the morning, cell number wasn't known, got.
Is it baby? I never made love, no, I never did. Put it soon, no high, cause got the
I won't
miss, no, not having it, but at least I can't admit it.
Fake shit gon' kill you. Boy, I know the real you. Fake shit gon' kill you. Boy, I know the real you. Fake shit gon' kill you. Boy, I know the real you. Fake shit gon' kill you. Boy, I know the real you.
You know what time it is? It's time for us to get ready to wrap it up. All right, now here's the deal, and I was thinking about this. Okay, now, show of hands of those who feel kind of ridiculous about the situation with Dr. Princess Elias. Why would she even come, Miss Elias, if she has all these issues going on?
Well, because she's probably under the impression that we're going to get rid of her if she doesn't show up.
Well, that's a good impression to be under, because that's for damn show.
Shame
that's a great
us.
Impression.
Shame on us. Not shame on us. Shame on J-Rod,
because
he's the one that's always
fighting. Oh, here we go. Shame on J-Rod. No, it's not. Shame on her.
Yes.
Because
shame on you.
Because
I know if I had those issues, I wouldn't show up. But why she showed up? Because if she didn't, you'd be talking about her, right? About
okay,
that.
But you know what? See, you a hypocrite, because you know the bottom line is you have said something to her about that. Mr. Elias jumped on it 3 weeks ago, and Miss Terry said something. So don't put it on
no,
me.
I said shame on us. I didn't say nothing about you. I said shame on you.
And yes, I talk about her not showing up, being like, yes, but I never, never, ever, ever was on a bandwagon of losing, firing her, getting her to lose her job around here. I never agree with you on that one. But yes, I'm going to talk about you. Yes, I am. But as far as losing your position, nope, I ain't with that. So yeah. What?
You ain't no but a damn snitch.
1 minute left.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, wrap it up. Put a snitch shirt on, you snitch. Yeah, whatever. Here, we have 60 seconds. I have to say this. You know what? I'm going to piss off some listeners, but I have to say this. And I'm going to call her out. Tashawn, baby, she's from Northwood, Ohio. Baby, you are too old to be sitting around in some short-ass shorts. Get your ass
you
off of the camera.
Here you go.
Come on. What you mean? Listen, she was too old for that. She's too old for this.
How do you know how old she is?
Because her age is posted.
So how old is she? And what's the reason?
She's 43 years old. She's 43 years old and she's dressing like she's
not.
Oh, whatever. Look, stop it. You're too old.
She's dressing like what, Jay? What's the matter? What's she
got? She got on some hot ass pants and she got her ass all turned up. Just stop it.
You didn't have to put her on blast. You could have sent her a message.
Yes, I did.
That's wrong.
Because you know what? No, I ain't sending no damn message. No.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
Sir? Have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Ryle Show and the serious side of The Jay Ryle Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me? Where we put the spotlight on missing children of color.
Tonight we're going to Copper's Cove, Texas. An Amber Alert was issued Tuesday for Jalen Johnson, too, was taken from her grandparents' home in Copper's Cove by her biological mother. The grandparents have custody of the toddler, who turns 3 on August 24th. The girl was taken from her grandparents' home at around 9:45 a.m. on August 5th, and her grandparents filed a missing persons report on August 9th, police said Tuesday. The couple told officers that they talked with the toddler's mom, Shamika Denise Johnson, last Thursday. They said Johnson told them that the girl was no longer in her care and she was cutting off her cell phone so she could not be tracked, the Amber Alert said. Copper's Cove police believe Johnson is staying with friends in the Killeen area. The missing girl is black. She has black eyes, brown hair, weighs about 40 pounds. The girl's mother, Shamika Johnson, is black, 5'4", and weighs about 165 pounds. Shamika is suspected of using heavy narcotics, the alert said. Investigators are asking anyone with information about this girl and her mother to call Copper's Cove Police at 254-547-8222. Once again, that number is 254-457-8222, or call your local authorities. We pray for this young girl, and we hope that she is returned safely to her grandparents and that the mother gets the help that she needs. If you know someone who needs to be featured or you'd like to see featured, Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is get in contact with the show. You can call us at 347-850-1272 doing a live broadcast, and Mr. Elias will take your information down. Or you can contact us via email at thejrileshowandlive.com. That's the JRILshowandlive.com. Or hit us up on Facebook. Go to the Facebook page, the TGRS Radio Network. Put the information there. Or you can contact me direct, J. Ryle, on Facebook. Pray for all people missing, regardless of color. And until next time, I'm Jay Rowley. You've been listening to Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com.
To obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
Because the next face you see
may be a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
All right, folks, what a great show. Glad you guys hung out with us until the end. And if you're listening from other places, like maybe, you all right?
Alabama,
or if you're listening, rewind, or if you're, you know, listening to the pre-recorded version of it, thank you. We're going to say goodbye to a lot of you all now because we're going to run out of time. We want to get our final thoughts here. We're about 3 minutes out, so if we get cut off, check us out on Saturday right here at 5 o'clock p.m.
Yeah,
Central Standard Time right here on the TGRS Radio Network. So, okay, listen, real quick before we get into it, I had to say that about Tawana because I want to try to save our people. Stop wearing that crazy mess. All right, sorry for our final thoughts. And Dr. Princess Odia, we're going to let you go first. Dr. Princess Odia, final thoughts.
Save my people.
Final thought I have is this. You have to deal with life as life presents itself to you. Live in the now. You have to rest in the now, maximize now by not being angry at now. And I'm talking to myself too, y'all. You can't be
angry. You figured it out.
Yeah. You can't be angry at now because then you can lose the opportunity that you have to grow from now. But you have to look at it and say, you know, what am I to experience in this moment? Take a few deep breaths, inhale, exhale. Release it, let it go, and accept that now is because now was to be from the beginning. And that's my final thought. And I love every last one of you. And also, Transforming Detroit is going to an international channel station September 15th. And I'm hoping that everybody will be able to tune in. Love you guys.
Thank you, Dr. Princess Odia. We hope that whatever you're going through will come to pass soon. All right, we're 90 seconds out. Miss Terry, we're going to say bye to everybody once again. We'll see you on Saturday. If you're listening on the line, you'll get the end of it. But if not, then we'll check you out later. All right, Miss Terry, final thoughts.
I want to give you an update on the little girl that was missing out of Texas. She has been found safe. She is back with her grandparents. We as missing people have flooded Nancy Grace on another case, Alexis Murphy. She's 17. She's been missing. Actually, they're looking for her, but the person that kidnapped her has been found and he's in jail. So now they're tracing him to more kidnappings, but they haven't found her body. They haven't found her, and they don't know if she's dead or alive. But finally, Nancy Grace and CNN are taking up the story. She's a beautiful black girl. And I'll put that story on your site. I just want to tell Princess, God never gives you more than you can handle. You've already been prepared for this time in your life today. You will be fine. And everybody have a wonderful day.
Good words. Wonderful evening. It's nighttime outside, unless you last check. Thank you very much.
It's beautiful. Whatever.
Okay, well, still nighttime. All right, Momo B. Final song.
Yes, yes. Oh, I gotta pick this up. Because I'm dying right now. Y'all killing me. Y'all killing my buzz. Y'all killing my high. So I want to tell y'all, get down on it. Come on now. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Yeah.
Down on it. How you want to be when you want to be? Stop. Y'all always draw me in. Y'all always draw me in. Y'all always draw me in. Y'all always draw me in when you do that. See?
Oh, yes, get down on it. Come on now, get down on it. Baby, baby, get down on it. That's
girl,
my final word. That's
what
I'm taking
baby.
It.
Get
yes,
down on
yes.
It. Yeah, look, yeah.
Leave it to you two to take it to a whole different level below the damn Mason
that's,
Dixon
line. Yes, that's the mood I'm in. That's the mood I want to stay in. So I had to move my ear away from the phone when all the sad stuff came on. I was like, oh, Lord, here we go. I moved it right on over there, and then I brought it right
yeah.
on back. Yes.
Get down on it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that it? You know.
Yum. Yes, and this wine tastes good.
Oh, jeez. Man, Miss Elliott's final sauce. Oh, what the
hey, wow. Momo B, thank you for bringing us back, baby. I don't know how to say anything, but, you know, like I like to say it, I like booty. Booty is more important than
oh,
breathing.
God.
It's more important than water. Hey. I like it. Some more will be I like for you to bring this back. I like how you brought us back. So I like you and I want you. I'm going to do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is
the
yours.
Choice is mine. All up to me. I like it. I'm in charge. Yes, Daddy. Yes.
Yeah,
you're
going to
hurt him. You're
going to
get hurt. You're going to get hurt. That dude's going to be limping.
Get off me, Momo B. You too heavy. I can't breathe. Just get off my face. I can't breathe. You suffocate me.
Wow.
And Miss
Terry,
I'll be the one that's breaking your back.
Miss Terry going to do that. Miss Terry going to get hurt. Miss Terry going to get hurt.
I can't handle it. Yes!
Okay. I want y'all to listen. Write this date down, August 14th, 2013. And once we have our get together party, then I want you to talk to her right after that. She'll be like, damn, I didn't know an old dude could do that kind of damage.
Hey,
Momo B, why didn't you tell me? You messing with an old dude? Yeah, whatever.
Ooh, what is it?
Momo B, why you didn't tell me them old dudes are frisky like that? He was like the damn octopus. He had hands everywhere.
Oh, boy. I didn't have no old dude as old as your ass, so don't even try
that. Yeah, come on.
Remember the other day? I thought you was in high school in 89. You said you graduated from 84
and shit. And watch your mouth. All right, listen, by the way, folks, August 21st will be our four-year anniversary. So think about it. 4 years. Wow.
Oh,
think about
it. What day is that going to be on? What day is that?
I don't know. I have to check the calendar. But I don't know.
Together?
Think about it. Think about what y'all want to do. 4 years. Think about what you want to do. Okay.
All right, then.
2 years.
We
want to
party. Get drunk on air. We want to stay an hour later. That's right. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. I think we're going to have to open up an explosion for this one because, you know, we can't do what we want to do it for this mother.
You know, so many people compliment you on your clean humor. You're so funny when you're clean. That means you're a true comedian because anybody can cuss and make people laugh. You make people laugh just by being you. Oh, my God. All right, so, Ms. Elliott, look, man.
Yeah, well, thank you for that.
Yeah. You're welcome. Ms. Elliott, can we shut this damn thing down?
Yes, by all means, by all means. Yes, I don't know what they're
all right. And to our sister, Dr. Princess Idea, the Queen of Inspiration, we hope that everything is working out for you. Come
on
and get down. But why you gonna be in when you really want? See how you do that all the time. I'm a sucker for love, sucker for love, sucker for love. I'm just a sucker. Yeah. See, every time you do this, I just gotta jump right in. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you something. You gonna get hurt. You better bring some crutches with your ass when you come.
I'll bring some icy hot
and
rub you down.
Icy hot, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Bring some icy hot. Bring some icy hot. Yeah. Bring some icy hot for your ass. You gonna need it.
Somebody said, "Ooh, my back hurt. Ooh. Can I? Where my panties at?
My panties at? You left them at home. What?
I left my panties at home. I thought I had panties. He beat me up so bad. I thought I wore my drawers.
You know you can't hang with Miss Sherry.
Let me tell you something. You are another one. Now, let me tell you something. You're going to kill Miss Elias. Miss Elias, boy. Hey, man, listen, bro. I'm going to give you your last rites before you jump into that thing.
Yeah,
of course, she's going to hurt you real bad. I'm going to go ahead and say ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Miss Elias, come on,
get off me. Mama B, get off me. Mama B, you've been to my ding dong sandwich. Yeah, I need a break.
Let me tell you something real funny. This guy that I know from years, right? He was like, yo, you still on your anti-man tip? I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, you still on your hiatus? I was like, yep. He's like, oh, okay, I just want to know. I was like, why you want to know? He said, because I want some, but I don't want to be the first one. I'm waiting till my outfit, and then I'll come after him because like, you can't get on me.
Yeah, Miss Elliott's going to have Karl Marx on his back.
Yeah.
He's going to real bad, boy. They'd be like, damn, what happened to you? Was you fighting a tiger? They got bite marks all on your neck. Oh, my God. Turn to the exorcist on your ass. Look, I'm tired.
I'm dead, Jay.
And you should be. Yeah. I'm trying to warn you now. But that's okay. You can do what you want to do. If you think you got enough.
Do what you want to do.
Yeah, see, stop, do what you want to do. Come on, let's do it. Let's dance. See, stop. All right, so Priscilla, let me tell you something. She gonna hurt you, bro. Anytime somebody says who got next, and you gonna jump your ass into that, you crazy.
Hey,
it's all you, baby.
Right?
Miss Terry ain't gonna do nothing. Miss Terry gonna get hurt.
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna know. Jay's gonna be torn up on the floor of. Miss Terry's gonna be dragging him around.
Yeah. Come on, boy.
Let me tell you something.
We can all get in the same room and get this thing on. We can see people get broken down in person. And we can just call it what it is, freaky dancing. New York, freaky dancing.
Yes,
Newport News, freaky dancing.
It's called a session, yes.
Hey, who guys next? Oh, look at this. Ebony's calling in. Ebony, we about to go, girl. But what's up, baby?
I know you're going. I just wanted to say hi. Very good show.
You want to get in,
too? I didn't chime in because I was too tired. I just wanted to say hi.
Oh, okay. I'm talking about, do you want to get in on this romp session? We're trying to get some people for this romp session. Would you like to get in on that?
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's dance. Let's move across the floor. Come on.
See what
let's
I can do.
Do.
All right. I don't really.
Are you in?
Normally,
are you down?
Yeah, I'm in. Let's go. Let's go. Let's do it.
Hold on now. Do you know what we're talking about? Make sure she understands what we're talking about now. We're talking about a romp session.
I don't know.
Oh, well, that's dangerous, girl. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
You don't have to know. You just have to do, right?
Oh,
okay.
Hold on, girl. Oh, wait a minute now. You don't know what we're talking about now.
No.
We're talking about a rope session that involves ding-dong sandwiches and fish tacos.
That Jay going to be sleeping five minutes.
Really? Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, because remember she asked, what's a ding-dong sandwich? Is that American? Yeah, that's American, baby. American. Uh-huh. So are you sure?
I don't know about that because the statute of limitations are different from country to country.
I know.
Yeah,
we
about
you, Yeah. So are you sure you want to participate in Who's Got Next?
No.
Okay,
something a little bit more classy. Don't you have to sing better?
Yeah.
What's she
saying? What's she saying, Michelle? You supposed to say, what's she saying?
She said, y'all need to be doing something more classy. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
She said,
y'all
need to be more classy.
It is classy.
It is classy. We're going to have some candles on. We got some candles and champagne.
We got some roses and some champagne and Tennessee and some pork chops. What are you talking about? Some baby oil.
Classy.
What else do you want? I don't know how they do it with y'all people, but right here, that's class, baby.
What are you talking about?
Some music.
It's going to be classy. Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
It's going to be classy. It's classy.
The champagne.
It's classy. I mean, yeah. Do y'all do it different in England? I mean,
it's not classy.
What's classy in England? What is it, grapes? You want some grapes? We'll give you grapes. You want a plum? We'll give you a plum.
What are you talking about? Classy. Okay, we won't pull your hair. Damn, we'll just, put our hands on you. We won't pull your hair. All right, fine. What else do you want? I mean, come on. Classy.
We had some champagne and hors d'oeuvres. Champagne and hors d'oeuvres would be nice.
Yeah.
You know what hors d'oeuvres are?
Yeah,
right?
We do. We know what hors d'oeuvres are. Yeah, shit.
Okay. The champagne and some hors d'oeuvres would be very nice. Maybe some
whipped cream, too.
French.
Whipped cream and hot chocolate. Caramel.
Y'all have to talk, Jay. Y'all have to talk. What else you want, baby?
No, the hors d'oeuvres and champagne will do me, okay? We don't have to do anything else. And you can keep all the rest.
Hold on.
She just
want to
eat.
You just want to eat and leave. This ain't no damn. Hold on, girl.
She's being nice. She don't want you. That's what
you're
trying
to say. I'm all yours. You ain't got to worry about that. But hold on, now, wait a minute. You just want to come and eat and leave? I mean, what the hell is that?
Yeah, what kind of class is that? You run.
That ain't class. That ain't classy. That's not classy.
Oh, crazy, man.
Yes, you want to come and eat and run. Just bring some hors d'oeuvres and some champagne. Yeah, and what else? What you bringing?
Well, you know what? If I had something else, Jay, if it was you as well on the menu, I don't know if the next day I'd recover, so I'm trying to stick to what I know. What I don't know, I might.
Right about that, my
big head. Oh, yeah, girl. You can find out, though, baby. You can find out. Because
pump,
the only.
Pump him up, because I'm getting ready to pump that nigga down, Bill.
Hey, yeah. Let me tell you though, because the only champagne that's going to be drunk is champagne between booty cheeks. So if you want some of that champagne, baby, you come get it. Cause that's what we doing.
Okay.
That's the kind of party we doing. See, so you may not want to come to our party. You may want to come the next day. You come to the daylight party.
Yeah, I'll come to the daylight. I'll come to the daylight. I'll pass on that one, Jay. This is one.
Okay, we'll do it 2 days in a row, so you missed the first one, but you'll be ready for the second one.
Jay, you won't even be there the second day.
I tell you something. I'm tired of you trying to bust me out, Miss Terry. I'm going to tell you right now, Miss Terry, that you go to, let me tell you something. Let's make a pact right now before we get up out of here right now. You got to make a pact that if everything you, I want you to call me Big Daddy Yum Yums when you come back.
I'll call you whatever you want to call me. If you can handle it, I'll call you what you want me
to
call
you. Okay, there it is. You heard it first right here, baby.
But knock all them damn lollipops out your purse.
You ain't gonna need none of them damn lollipops. You be like, damn, I gotta go back to grade. I gotta go back to the grade school because I done messed with these grown jokers. These grown jokers are crazy. He bit me on the back of my neck.
Your back.
You just make sure you take your
high blood pressure medicine
and have your Medi-Cal.
Yeah, I ain't got to take nothing.
I ain't
got to
take a damn thing. I ain't got to take nothing. Whoa. How about that?
You need
to take
I think Jay needs some medication.
hold up, Ebony. Don't run your mouth,
you
girl. If you're not, hey, look here.
You're not going to make
say
it.
Say something. Don't run your mouth if you not participate in the Who Got Next Round. If you not in, you have nothing to say. So sit your ass on the sideline. Go get you some crumpets and tea.
Okay, I like my question. I like a nice long session. 5 minutes won't help me, okay?
Okay. Now you trying to clown somebody. Now I noticed that you got curly hair. If you want straight hair, show up. Show up and knock them damn curls at your head. Show up. That's all you gotta do. Show the hell up. I ain't gotta listen to none of this stuff for y'all. All y'all running y'all lips until the next day. Jay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Who's coming? Big Daddy Yum Yum. That's what you're going to call me. The only way you won't be able to say it is if you're knocked out. So, okay, Emily. So, you got a date with the devil. Watch your mouth.
Yeah,
you sleepy.
Whatever.
Go lay down.
Whatever.
Go get you a nap. You were sleepy, so go get you some naps. Get you some Z's. I know you crazy and delusional right now. You know what you're saying. I'm talking about some 5 minutes. You don't got me mixed up with some of them England brothers. We US of A, baby. Red, white, and blue. Get it right. We are the world. We are the children. This is America. It's America, Jack. Living in America. I feel good. Miss Elias, man, look, man, it's time to go. Y'all must see you in the later. Miss Elias, man, can we shut this thing down, man?
By all means, let's shut it down.
I know you all hot and bothered, and you wanted to keep going. This ain't 1-800 sex lips. We ain't standing on the damn line for your ass. I done got naked. I'm trying to get out the phone. I done got comfortable. Put your damn clothes back on. This ain't no free sex line. Why y'all hanging up so fast? Put your damn clothes on. Jump your ass in the shower. This ain't 1-800 hot lips. What's your ass, man? Look at it, man. I know what she up to. She trying to keep the party going. Ain't no party going. Take your ass asleep. Tell myself, I'm fired up. What's the y'all got me all hot and bothered. Sit your ass down. All right, Miss Elliott, man. Can we shut this damn thing down? Miss Terry, look, put your clothes on, Miss Terry. Can we shut this thing down, Miss Elliott?
Yeah, man. Shut it down.
Let's shut it down, man, because Miss Terry getting hot and bothered. And then Ebony, you know, she getting a little tingly, too, so we're going to have to shut it all down because we want everybody to rest easy tonight.
Yeah, let's shut it down.
Well, take care. Yeah. Take care, guys. Enjoy yourself.
We will.
I'll be thinking of you.
Yeah, I know. After this little few minutes of conversation, you're really going to be thinking, like, damn, I wish I could get to the States. I wonder how fast I can get on British Airways and get over there and get touched by an angel.
God.
You want to be touched, too. That's all right. We're going to get you. Don't worry about it. You're going to slip up and be in America, and you're going to see somebody following you around with a trench coat. We're going to shampoo your ass.
God.
We got you. All right, Miss Elias, it's time to set it down. So for Mr. Elias, for Miss Terry, for my girl, Momo Beast in the Heezy, Dr. Prince of the and Ebony calling in. 1-1, love you. All right, folks, we'll see you back on Saturday. Enjoy the rest of your week. God bless. Peace.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.